Now, for years, our next guest says Milwaukee was missing an app to highlight black businesses in the city. And now he's taken steps to fix that problem. Rick Banks and one of his childhood friends came up with an app that promotes not only African-American-owned businesses, but also cultural sites, neighborhoods, events, and more. It's called MKE Black, and it was rolled out last week. Rick Banks is the political director for Black Leaders Organizing for Communities and co-founder of MKE Black. Rick, thanks a lot for joining us today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Well, how does this app work, Rick?
Well, you just you download it. Right now it's available on the Google Play Store, coming soon, very soon to Apple, but you just download it. And as soon as you open it, it gives you a couple different categories from food and drink, attractions, resources, news and social media sites, all Black-owned businesses or resources that are available to people in the community to help people, you know where these locations are.
Where did you get the idea to have an app like this?
Well, I really thought about it as I was thinking about, economic development and community organizing. That's my background, and thinking about, how we can help support black businesses and things like that. And I thought there really wasn't, a centralized location to find out where these kinds of businesses were. So I'm like, somebody should create an app. And then I didn't have the technical skills to do it at the time when I first thought about it. So I kind of put the idea on a shelf for a while. And then my friend reached out to me. He had the same idea. And I'm like, let's do it. And so we just went about creating it.
Yeah, I understand you priced out hiring somebody else to do it. And turns out apps don't come cheap if you don't do them yourself.
Yeah, they're not cheap. But my friend Paul, who's the co-founder, he found this platform called Buildfire that was only $60 a month. And you didn't have to know how to code or anything like that. It was basically that kind of a click and drag kind of thing. And he made it work, for a lot cheaper than what a professional coder would have cost us.
Why is it important to have these resources and then to support Black-owned and Black-run ventures in the Milwaukee area?
Well, as you know, we live in one of the most segregated counties or cities in the country. Racial inequality and racial inequity is a huge thing in all over the country, but especially here in Milwaukee. And if we're talking about fixing those inequities, one of the best ways to do that is to put your money where your mouth is and support Black-owned businesses. Those are institutions that are helping to build wealth in Black communities, and no community can really thrive without successful small businesses. And so I think it's important that all people really show support to these businesses, because without a solid customer base, none of them will thrive.
Talking to Rick Banks, political director for Black Leaders Organizing for Communities and co-creator of the new app. We're talking about MKE Black, aimed at promoting Black-owned businesses in the Milwaukee area. Rick, I think a lot of us have asked the question, why isn't there blank available in our community? But most of us don't actually do it. What made you the one to say, okay, you and your partner here, okay, we're the ones to solve this problem?
I think, one, we had we just had the synergy at the time, and we had, similar ideas. We're both really dedicated to, showing black culture and black events and supporting the community. Myself, my day job is working to improve quality of life in black communities. Paul's actually the author of a book about black architects. So for us, it was very important to actually, make something happen. And when we figured out that we had the tools to make it happen, why not let it be us? Even since we launched the app, people have come up to us like, oh, I had this idea as well, but nobody has been able to really make it happen. And so we found the right tools, we had the right team, and we made it happen.
So what's your goal for what's going to come out of MKE Black?
Yeah, we are working together we want to form an organization as a nonprofit. And so we hope to get donations and things like that we can use to support small businesses through either technical assistance or marketing grants or something like that. Also working to put together some events where we can showcase different black-owned businesses, kind of like a flash mob type thing. We organize the community to support one business at a time kind of thing. And who knows what else? The original idea creation around the app was really around a different idea I had. But in order for that idea to work, I had to have some way to know where all the businesses were. So I'm hoping to still be able to move forward with that idea very soon. So the opportunities are endless up there.
What kind of variety have you discovered of black-owned businesses in Milwaukee?
There's some of everything. There are restaurants and shopping places, of course. There's also media companies and podcasts and, plumbers and electricians and doctors and lawyers and real estate agents. any profession you can think of, there's a black-owned business in Milwaukee for it.
And are you hoping maybe this gets attention? Oh, I don't know if there's a major political committee group meeting in Milwaukee in the near future, or hoping they get wind of this?
Of course. Yeah, we've had a very brief conversation with some of the folks connected to the DNC. We've got to set up some longer conversations. That was a big part of our goal as well, was, you know, unfortunately for a lot of tourist places, when you see the magazines and things showcasing what they're to do in Milwaukee, they leave out the north side and, you know, the Hispanic south side. And so we really wanted there to be an option for people to know that there's more to Milwaukee than just east side, downtown, and Bayview. There's lots of great restaurants and shopping places on the far northwest side. And we're hoping to really connect with the DNC and get this app in the hands of the 50,000 plus people that are coming to Milwaukee.
Rick, thanks a lot for joining us today.
No problem. Thank you.
Rick Banks is political director for Black Leaders Organizing for Communities. We talked to them about the new app he co-founded called MKE Black. It highlights Black-owned businesses in Milwaukee, neighborhood history, an events calendar, and other info. You can learn more at mkeblack.com.